Namaste and welcome to Vedanta, the River of Wisdom podcast, a podcast that brings to you the ancient flowing tradition of Vedanta, which reveals that you are pure being having a human experience. I'm your guide by the side, Swamini B. Let us flow, you and I, on the banks of the River of Wisdom. You inhale deeply to a count of three. One, two, three. Then you hold to a count of six. One, two, three, four, five, six. And then you exhale to a count of three, till there is no more breath left. You exhale and the air escapes. You inhale again and the process goes on and on. When you exhale, you let go of what is not required by the body. You let go, you are objective, you are still there. You eat a banana, you throw the banana peel away. Only health food freaks argue that all the nutrients are in the peel. They eat the peel. You let go of the banana peel. You are still there. Our lifestyles generate a lot of waste, both dry waste in the form of packaging, wet waste in the form of vegetable and fruit peels, and so on. The dry waste finds its way into the garbage bin. We let go of the garbage because we do not need it. We are objective. You go to the toilet and pass feces or stools and flush it away. You feel light and relieved and let go of that which was food once upon a time. You are objective. In his profound book, Naishkarmya Siddhi, Sureshwaracharya insightfully and most delightfully points our perspective on excretion to show us how different we are from the physical body. In 2.11, he says, Varchaskam tvanakaryatvat yathanatmeti gamyate tadbhaga sendriyo dehaha tadvat kimiti nekshyate. Just as excretion or fecal matter, which is a product of food, annakaryatvat, is not regarded as oneself, then why is it that the body along with the senses, which is also a product of food, not viewed in the same way? Then 2.12, Prag anatmaiva jagadham sat atmatam iti avidyaya. If what is in the beginning as well as what is at the end is obviously not the self, what is the difficulty in admitting it to be not the self in the middle of its existence? So let me explain further. You are clear that the thin crust pizza or the chole bhature on your plate is not you. In fact, you were craving for it and immediately order it through your food delivery app. You dig into it and are thrilled after wiping it off the plate. After consumption and digestion the next day, hopefully the food takes the form of fecal matter. So what is delicious food at the beginning and fecal matter at the end is not the self. We are really clear about that. Then, what happened in the middle? In the middle, this same food and so many lunches and dinners have contributed and assumed the form of the body and the senses. But due to ignorance, people consider it the self, although it is not the self. Sureshwaracharya goes on to explain that we can look upon the body as a garland, something that is incidental to us and not intrinsic. If the body was intrinsic to us, it would define us, and we could never drop our identification with the body. But very often during the day, when we are deeply engrossed in something, we're not really aware of the body. Some people can sleep even through an earthquake in deep sleep because they were not aware of anything, including the sensations felt by the body. In seeing the excessive identification of oneself with the body, we let go. We are objective. Just in case you thought I, or rather Sureshwaracharya, had ended with the example of fecal matter, we're not done yet. He quotes Chandogya Upanishad, which says that when food is eaten, it becomes threefold. Its coarsest portion becomes fecal matter, its middle portion becomes flesh, and its subtlest portion becomes the mind. He continues saying that when the fecal matter is excreted, its impurity and smell is common knowledge. Because of this, so many fragrant and disinfectant cleaning agents and toilet fresheners in a variety of fragrances are used. If someone speaks about the smell or impurity of the fecal matter, we are not offended at all. It is this very fecal matter, which was food a few hours ago, served with a flourish in a fine dining restaurant in Paris, or as the French would say, Paris, it's the same food. In the same way, a wise person is not affected in any way when people make offensive remarks about body-mind. Why? Because she has dropped the identification of I with the bodies. She sees the body-mind senses as a product of food. She sees that this food modification called the body exists in the self that is Atma, that is limitless. The wise person is objective. She sees what is. Further, I see the body in the same way that I see a pot, whether I am pot-bellied or not. The body is an object of my knowledge. But the Atma is never an object of knowledge in the same way that the body or the mind is. The body with which we identify ourselves at the waking level and have all our relationships does not continue during our dream experience. It is through some other body, for example, the body of an angel or a beast, that we relate in our dream. The body that we are familiar with appears and disappears. When a person moves from the dream to the waking state, he once again has association with the same body of the waking experience which had disappeared at the time of dream. But the Atma that the self is present in all the three states of experience, waking, dream, and deep sleep. It is ever the Sakshi, the witness consciousness, to the presence as well as absence of things. Since the body comes and goes, it is not the self. One more example. One and the same body is viewed differently by different people. The one who identifies with the body does not feel the heaviness of the body. It feels light as cotton to this ignorant person. However, the four people who carry his body on a stretcher do not identify themselves with it because they know that they are different from it. The very fact that the body evokes responses which are mutually opposed, shows that the body is not the self. For something to define me, it should always be present. It can never be negated and should always be, right? Then how can a changing body-mind define the changeless self that is the Atma? All changes become known because I am changeless. Changes called birth, death, youth. No, the audio is not stuck. Youth occur in the body, which occurs in the limitless Atma that accommodates the form called the body. In doing this inquiry, we see that maybe I am more than the body. Maybe I will not die when the body dies. Maybe the body mind are just instruments, as their Sanskrit terms reveal, Bahya Karana and Antakarana, external instrument and internal instrument. Maybe I am that pure being having a human experience. You matter. Your life matters. What you do with your life matters. Thanks for listening. If you found this episode offering some insight or inspiration, I do hope you will consider sharing it with your friends, family, or even on social media. For more details, log on to www.discoveratma.com, discoveatma.com. Thanks for listening and see you next week.